It's Sunday, June 2nd, 2024. InfoWars should be shut down by tomorrow evening. I have major updates.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the InfoWar and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
God wins. We just know all the details of the low blow yet, but we're going to live it right now.
Sunday, June 2nd, 2024. 155 days, 7 hours, 59 minutes, 2 seconds. The most important election in world history. I come to you in the twilight of InfoWars, as it has been known. I don't think there's really any way that we'll be around more than a month or two at best. I can give you all the details and angles, and it would take a long time to go through it all. But we have major updates here for you. We have a raft of huge guests. Ted Nugent, Mike Adams, Steve Quayle, Steve Bannon. Trying to get Roger on, but I think he's with Trump right now. So we've got a lot happening. There's also a lot I haven't told you. The CIA was listening to all of it. I secretly did advise Trump a lot, and I did send him reports and memos, and I did help him purge the White House repeatedly of the bad guys. And that Fiona Hill went on TV on 60 Minutes and talked about it and cried about it and said, I don't even know who George Soros is. She was on his board, and she says, I don't know what a globalist is. And she's the main writer at theglobalist.com. So that's what they call themselves, globalists. That's where we get the term. So the John Birch Society properly has been calling them that for 45 years because they started calling themselves that. So that's where we get the term. They go, oh, there's no globalists, there's no world government, there's no plan for depopulation, but we do want to depopulate you. We need to get rid of all the humans. New York Times, Washington Post, looking forward to the end of humanity. That's what this is all about. And I can explain the plan. I think more important than talking about myself a lot, which we need to do just so people know what's going on, but is to really focus on what their end game is. For all the stupid people going along with the system so they can understand what they've been read into, how they've been read into it. I know how they've been read into it. And so they can hear me tell them how they were brought into it so that they can understand that I know what's going on and I'm right again. So here's the deal. Nugent's on in like 10 minutes. So I'll just give you a brief summation. First off, I want to get this out there. I am heartened and very humbled and very thankful by the incredible, insane outpouring of support by basically everybody that doesn't want to blow the planet up. It is seismic. I've talked to hundreds of people that have called me today. Hundreds have called and sent messages. I've talked to 50 or so prominent people, you name it, and they just say, this is all emblematic of what's happening to Trump and the rest of the country, and they understand we're in total tyranny. And it's just accelerating, not just the awakening, but people really realizing how much real trouble we're in, which is good because that's how you then assess a real problem to deal with the full magnitude. You don't lie to yourself about it. So there's that. And I've just been very honored to be here and work with all of you and the crew and all the supporters of the years, and we've been through a lot together, and I've tried to do the best job I could. You know, in hindsight, I could have done a lot of things different. But it is what it is, and we've changed the world unlike any other organization other than Trump. And he's had his problems, I've had my problems, and now Elon Musk is right there doing way more than I've ever done, just devastating the enemy. You can all day say, why is he doing it? I think he says they want to end human civilization. You can say, well, he's still got a lot of big transhumanist element in it. Yeah. But regardless, there's Trump, Elon Musk, and then there's Alex Jones. When it comes to fighting the New World Order, and then we see Tucker Carlson doing a great job and Joe Rogan. It's not a competition. I have to say that truthful thing because that's how the enemy sees it. They see me as what they've described in, you know, Time Magazine and Newsweek as the prophet of the global populist movement. And that's really what the position God put me in, that the enemy actually said that 10 years ago. And I was like, oh, that's ridiculous. That's exaggerating. No, it's true. Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years,
that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
I want to be 100% crystal clarion clear with all of you. I am extremely honored and blessed to be in this position. It's been an incredible 30 years on air, 27 years since I bought the domain InfoWars.com for like $9. And I can say I've done the best job I could to fight tyranny, and I've been an honorable, straightforward man. And I've been completely honest with you that I am a completely straight arrow except for alcohol and women, and I guess tobacco. That's it. And I've been good, since I'm married, about the woman thing. Everything else you hear about me is a absolute lie. I follow truth like I follow the North Star. It is my religion. God is truth. And my integrity is absolute to the point of hurting myself in many cases, as people know. But I just cannot tell a lie. I make mistakes. And then I look at our enemies and how they are the complete opposite. And it is fantastical to see what scum they are. And we're on the verge of nuclear war. They have killed 22 million people with the shots and counting. They are now about to inject the entire beef herd under emergency executive orders with mRNA self-replicating nano prions that will give you basically synthetic mad cow disease. And that's just the part eating your brain, not to mention your liver and your heart and your arteries and everything else, capillaries. There's big news on that. I mean, we are in the middle of a total war. We're all being targeted. It's a fact. It's not. I am in great sorrow and great mourning for humanity. And I, to be quite honest with you, when you get older and you've lived, I've always loved humanity, but the continuum of the human experiment and what we are is what matters. And it's being erased. We're being overwritten. The plan is to get rid publicly of 90% of the world population. The globalists are just telling their minions they're going to be kept around. That's not going to happen. Their internal statements and other information I've gotten, and then their predictive programming admissions, they believe they will reduce everything down to one entity. And there'll be finally two entities that face each other in this quest for godhood. Gods destroy worlds. Gods kill populations. Gods are gods because they make the decisions to do that. Well, yeah, if you're God, Satan. And of course, all of them are betrayed. There won't be one entity left at the end of this. Satan will kill everything. Every animal, every plant, every human, every life form on earth. But Satan wants the free will action of those he's deceived to carry that out, down to the last betrayal of the last person. And so that's really the most important message you can get here. And that's why they don't like me, because I see them. I know them. I've been like in Time Magazine and Newsweek. I said 10 years ago. It was like 15 years ago. They said, Alex Jones is the prophet of the Tea Party. And I'm not saying I'm a prophet, but that's how the enemy sees me. They this is the guy. This is the guy out there stirring it up. And I knew they gave me credit for getting Trump elected. And I think our audience did. But they really do see me after Trump as the number one enemy. I'm the number two enemy. And they tried to set me up a bunch, and I had this mission-oriented situation where I ignored all the attacks on us. I would just give you little updates because I understood that those attacks were to try to get me diverted off of message. But now those attacks that are coming to their conclusion in this theater of war are waking people up, and they're trying to put me in prison. So I do need to talk about myself, and I do need to set the record straight about what's going on. But just very briefly, I want to thank you all. We don't want any violence. The enemy wants violence because they're losing the hearts and minds. They're losing the control of your soul, and that's the final goal. And so no violence to support InfoWars, none of that. We're in the age and the season and the time of the false flags going into the election with 155 days left. And that's a no-brainer. Most people understand that, but still there's provocateurs out there, so don't take the bait. So I want to thank everybody. I want to tell you I love you. We're all in this together. God's real. Know that. And just in very brief summation, if people want a quick soundbite, I learned Friday that they told more guards, the private security company we use, it's bonded and great, does a great job, that they were bringing in more guards to shut us down and lock and change the keys at 9 o'clock. And so I learned that at like 4 o'clock. So I made calls and I explained that the CRO appointed by the court was already slapped down by the judge when he filed a secret filing in March and said, Jones is unreliable, Jones is stealing money. I caught him doing this, none of that was true. And I need to have full power over this company and the power to fire him, because under an LLC in the federal law, you can't have a CRO that makes all the decisions. They advise the court. If he doesn't like what I'm doing, he goes to the court. He's just reporting back. So that's how that works. And so I let him, thinking, you know, just, I'm not going to, you know, try to be obstructionist here. Just get through this. I let him fire some of our best crew members and do a lot of terrible things. And I didn't like it. And then he went and filed a thing publicly that I was stealing money last year. And I said, but it was ridiculous because we'd filed it in court ourselves and he wouldn't take the money when I was going into bankruptcy. So I'm like, this money needs to go into free speech now. And then he would tell the sales manager, you just keep the money. And the sales manager goes, hey, I can keep that. I go, and my lawyer's like, that can't be right. So they met with my sales manager and they went and confronted McGill and said, we have to bring this money into here. Why'd you? So then he got caught in that because he was setting me up, I believe. And then he filed the report with the court that he caught me doing this, even though we had meetings and lawyers and I don't know, things might have gotten recorded. I think they did. And, yeah, I've got the thermal nuclear weapons of recordings held back. Because as soon as that happened, as soon as he did that, I was like, this is a setup. And I saw what was going on and understood that, you know, in my view, and of course I'm right, he'd been approached and was a setup and he's a big leftist and hid that and was doing all this. And I told him, I never met with him again alone. I said, oh, a few times he'd come in my office and I'd go, bloop, you know, record. Be too odd. I gotta go to the bathroom. I'm gonna get a cup of coffee. And, you know, bloop. Come back in. When he'd saddle up and try it again, he did it with Harmon, the sales manager, repeatedly. And Harmon didn't even understand what's happening. He's like, McGill says I can keep the money. And I'm like, you can't keep your little percent. No, it has to go to him and he's got to pay you. So he then files this secret report in March. And I'm like, I haven't talked to him since then, other than one meeting when my CPAs and lawyers were there. And my CPAs and lawyers got to go to the bathroom. And I said, I'm not going to be alone with him. And I left too. And I looked at him and I said, I know you'll make stuff up. That was like 2 weeks ago. I pointed right at him. And he looked down. I said, not being in the room alone with you, buddy. And so that's where we are. And so I call up the security company. This is a separate security company. They had a good job the past, organizing our trips, everything, you know. Love the guy. I thought him as a great guy. And he's like, well, McGill is the boss, and yeah, we're going to, and I'm like, no, he's not. You need to get real lawyers and talk to him. It's an LLC, dude. He can't do this. You can't shut it. Well, so they make the phone calls. They go, okay, fine. If there's a court order later next week, McGill's going to court tomorrow morning, in Houston at like 11 o'clock. Then we'll shut it down. And I'm like, yeah, the Judge Lopez, who I think has been fair so far, appointed by Trump, if he does that, then I'm not going to argue about it. But I said, if you try it, I'm going to call the police, and I'm going to tell the police, where's the paperwork? Where's the proof? And I'm going to show them I'm the owner of LLC. I'm going to show them the documents that under the law, you cannot, the CRO is not the boss when it's an LLC. We got Ted Nugent there. I'm about to go to him. Just to finish this, it'll take me 30 seconds. And I told the crew, I said, he's not going to stop. He may even hire another security company if he can buffalo him. I said, I got to go on air. So I go on air in the morning at 10 a.m. and I say, by noon, he will be calling up the security guy and telling him, shut it down. And he did that. And they go, how the hell do you know this? I said, I figured it'd take him an hour to figure out we were on air, and he'd go see it and panic. And then I got on air. I went back on air and learned he was trying to shut it down again yesterday. And I said, hey, McGill, I can go on 100 talk shows today if I want, dumbass. You're not going to stop me putting this out. And I said, and I'm not saying I'm going to do this if you do this. I'm going to the FBI with the recordings of you. I'm going to do you a real solid. For now, I'm not going to air these other recordings I've got of you literally trying to get me to commit crime, in my view, in my opinion. And so literally he's watching, and he's like, then he makes calls to the lawyers. They go, yeah, he called up. He's dropping, and he's going to try to get a court order to shut it down. So the hearing starts at 11:30 tomorrow in Houston, Texas, Southern District Federal Court, Judge Lopez. And Judge Lopez might just say shut it all down. Now, they've got to ship out the product that's already been ordered. They've got to – I imagine the judges seem pretty reasonable and smart, actually, deliberative. So I don't think he'll do that. I think he'll push out to the 14th. And he'll authorize the cash collateral meeting that's happening tomorrow. That's just a little footnote. And then that'll happen. But the McGill guy is so charged up at things, I don't know what's going to be pulled. So the judge might shut us down. The hearing's over at like 1 o'clock tomorrow. He could issue an order to shut us down. And then the order will be sent. And then I'm up here packing my stuff tonight. Got a U-Haul, you know, paintings, pictures, my clothes. I've got an office and a bathroom. After the show tonight, I'm loading everything up on there. And that could be tomorrow. It'll probably be, I'm going to go to Ted Nugent. I think we'll be shut down in about a month. And there's a lot that goes in. It'll take an hour to explain it all, but I'm on this. Okay. I mean, I spent like 4 hours today talking to lawyers and all the people, but they said what McGill is doing, I've just come to the realization that this is Alice in Wonderland stuff that's going on. He thinks, like he did in March, that he will take the company over and get rid of me and that he's going to run this as his new company. It's cuckoo stuff. I didn't just believe my lawyers. I called and talked to top, like the best guy in the state. And I have really good lawyers. They're up at like the top tier, but this guy's recognized as the guy, and he follows it and he can't stop watching it. And I got, you know, an hour long plus meeting with him today. Down in Houston over the phone. So Ted Nugent is a beautiful American. He'll be with us till 45 after. He's up at his wonderful redoubt in Michigan. And he called me today just like he does behind the scenes, like Charlton Heston would do sometimes. And I'm not bragging about me. Charlton was such a classy guy. You know, call up sometimes, say, how you doing? You know, kicking ass. Only a few times, you know, before he got Alzheimer's and went away. But Ted heard about this, called to see how I was doing. I got him to spend precious time because he works really hard, but then he also goes and hunts and relaxes really hard. It's hard to get him off his hunting, but he canceled his hunting tonight for us. So I get it. He zens out in the woods. That's what I do. It's like my only retreat. And he said he'd come on. And I asked him to tell, because he was worried about me. And I said, no, you're the guy that actually they've tried to put in prison a bunch. You never made a big deal about it, but this is the same Ted. He said, well, sure, I'll tell that story. So Ted Nugent joined us. We're going to break in 10 minutes. But Ted, I love you. You're beautiful. You're an amazing individual. TedNugent.com. You see what's happening here. There's a huge outpouring. It shows the Great Awakening's here, but it also shows this is a real communist takeover. So thank you. And if you could just give your brief take on what's happening to me, but let's move on for me for now. Let's talk about what they've done to you and how you came through it.
Well, Alex, number one, I give you a call because I care about my fellow Americans, especially the Americans that the founding fathers wanted all of us to be, and that is to be a cockroach spotlighter, to be defiant, to question all authority, to be suspicious of all authority, to be suspicious of everybody who has power, because right now we're living in the manifestation of the worst cultural deprivation in the history of America, where Uncle Sam is now, I think he's the great Satan. Uncle Sam, our government, is treasonous, it's communist, it's Marxist, it hates the Constitution, it violates the constitutional oath on an hourly basis. So I just wanted to call because I hang around with great, great Americans every day, the best Americans, Americans who put their heart and soul into being the best that they can be so that they're in the asset column of the engine that drives the greatest quality of life in the world, which is still alive and well in spite of Uncle Sam's toxicity and treasonous outrage. But we are with you. They all support you. They know what's happening to you. You are a microcosm of what the lawfare, what the corrupt, it's called a criminal justice system. It's actually a criminal justice system. The justice system is criminal. And what they're doing to you and what they've done to me, what they're doing to Donald Trump is clear and present evidence that the court system, our government, none of the alphabet soup bureaucracies, none of them can be trusted. None of them do anything worthwhile or legal or constitutionally sound. So, Alex, I just wanted to call in and tell you that.
Well, you and your wife, I've been a fan of you since I was a little kid, listening to your music. You know, my mom, dad listened to it. I'm a huge fan. I went to some of your concerts when I was a teenager. But you are a living legend. It's not about you, but it is super interesting. It's just about Americana. You've been doing this since the 60s. You're like the original Alex Jones. And I know, because I read the news articles and I asked you at your house one time, we were having coffee, and you said, yeah, while we were playing the Star Spangled Banner, you know, before for me, incredible, that on your guitar, yeah, you know, you're losing $15, $20 million a year because Ticketmaster, the monopoly, won't book you. You sell out theaters. You sell out 50,000 arenas, but they won't have Ted Nugent because you supported Trump. But you didn't back down. You didn't whine. You didn't cry. You've been through hell. And they've also tried to put you in prison. It happens all the time now. And it's like a blip. Like, people don't take this serious. They think, oh, Ted Nugent's like John, you know, John Wayne for real. And by the way, in person, he radiates, you know, masculine power. It makes you feel good to be an American. I'm not kissing your ass. It's true, you know, to be around you in person is even more than seeing the Ted Nugent on TV. And you just, you know, slough it off. But our problem as conservatives is we don't talk enough about the persecution to warn people it's coming for everybody. They've done to you what they've been doing to me now because you're the original Alex Jones. You're the original Tucker Carlson.
Well, you know, immediately when I started realizing how corrupt our government was, the most egregious chapter was Barack Obama and his boyfriend Mike and Eric Holder and the whole FBI going into a criminal mafia organization. And I'll never forget that Barack Obama and Eric Holder sicked this really punk-ass attorney general named Jack Schmidt. Yeah, his name is Jack Schmidt. He was up in Alaska, and everybody hated the U.S. attorney Jack Schmidt. Everybody thought this guy was an absolute oath-violating punk because U.S. attorney in Alaska Jack Schmidt was indeed an oath-violating punk. And they sicked him on me. The Game Department in Alaska didn't come after me because I put on a television show. Our Spirit of the Wild show has been on for 35 years. It's a top-rated hunting show 8 times a week on the Pursuit Network. And because I promote Second Amendment perfectly, they can't debate me. They try and they completely get blown away by the self-evident truth that is a God-given constitutional guaranteed individual right. And so they wanted to mess with me for my, how dare I promote the Second Amendment as they're trying to take it away, and the hunting lifestyle, because it's the definitive, independent, rugged individual lifestyle. We can take care of ourselves. We're self-sufficient, and Uncle Sam will have none of that. So they sicked Jack Schmidt on me and charged me with a bear-killing crime that I put on television for 50 million viewers to witness. There's your desire to be criminal. And they wouldn't let it go. Even the judge in Ketchikan, Alaska said, Jack Schmidt, I've never heard of this law you're citing because it says that if Mr. Nugent's arrow or bullet touches a bear, that his tag is invalid if he doesn't recover that bear. Well, I ended up shooting the same bear, Alex, even though my first arrow glanced off the bear and didn't hurt it. But my point is that they ran me through the grinder and they're going to corrupt me. And the attorney in Alaska said, you know, we'll win this, but it'll take all your money. It'll take $100 million and they will drag it through the courts just to make me a felon so I couldn't vote and I couldn't own a gun. So I beat it by, I should have done it, but I pled no contest to a misdemeanor Jack's fine, just a fine. But Jack Schmidt, U.S. attorney in Alaska, do you lie to your kids like you lied to the court, like you violate your oath of the Constitution? And that's what you're putting up with right now. A corrupt criminal court system, a corrupt Department of Justice that is the Department of Anti-Justice, infested with low-class, oath-violating criminal punks. So we are with you, and I wish you Godspeed, Alex.
Well, let me just give you an example. This court-appointed CRO didn't even look that we filed in court all the money we had in the bankruptcy, and he wouldn't respond when I'm like, I have this money since we declared bankruptcy. I need to put it into the company. And then he's, oh, you just keep that money. And then he says it in front of my lawyers in three meetings. They write notes. They say, this isn't right. They say, you're being set up. I just said it. I was like, really? And they're like, this doesn't look good. And then, so we're like, you know, start recording. And then he still goes and files in court that I'm stealing money, not even knowing I'd filed months before in court that he wouldn't take the money. So we were asking the court what to do. They're just, you're right. They're low life. They're stupid. They don't even do research. They just sit on their ass and make stuff up. And it's crazy.
Because you execute the First Amendment so perfectly. I'm not kidding.
No, but it's like you said, you show the legal hunting of the bear all followed properly on video.
Yes.
Which disproves them, and they still indict you for it. It's like...
Because the whole system is so corrupt. The media, the academia, all of Hollywood. The Huffington Post writes these articles that are 100% false. Totally false accusations, like they did recently. They claimed that the Texas Department of Wildlife, Texas Parks and Wildlife, killed hundreds of diseased deer. That's a lie. They went into Robert Williams' herd that only had a couple of chronic wasting disease positives by the veterinarian of the state and the USDA that has had false positives over and over, and they slaughtered hundreds of healthy deer. That's the Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Did you know in Australia they just killed half the honeybee population, and there wasn't even disease, it was made up. Why do you think they're trying to kill hunting and fishing and farming worldwide?
I appreciate you asking that rhetorical question, but everybody knows that Uncle Sam wants us dependent. They want us to be zombies. They didn't kill zombie deer. Uncle Sam is killed trying to create zombie Americans. If you're self-sufficient and a rugged individual and can take care of yourself, which identifies the hunting lifestyle, the farming, ranching lifestyle, they want us to eat their Bill Gates fake meat created out of chemical warfare in a lab someplace. And when I say things like this, when you say things like this, people go, well, that's a ridiculous allegation. That's a conspiracy theory.
No, mainline studies show it's all these disease tubes and bacteria they grow in vats and they put dye in it and squirt it out. They're going to try to make the school children eat it because it's all happening. Did you know in the Netherlands, they're the second largest food producer in the world. It's a tiny country. The Dutch are the green thumb. Nobody says otherwise. They've shut a third of their farms and ranches down because they say cow farts are bad. Now they want to ban rice because it's grown in swamp, and swamp creates methane, Ted. They're literally cutting off the food supply.
And everybody knows that the videos are available to anybody who wants to get their head out of their ass. But bottom line, the hunting lifestyle. In fact, let me give you something really powerful here, Alex. I hope everybody will visit hunternation.org. It sounds too good to be true. Hunternation.org. It's not about hunting. It's about conservatives prodding, beseeching, and scolding their fellow conservatives, which is defined by the hunting licensed families of this nation. HunterNation.org will make sure that the conservatives finally get out and vote. Because what I talked to you the last...
Hold on, Ted, stay there. Do one more segment with us. We're back in 3 minutes. Stay right there. I want to hear about Hunter Nation. I want to talk about Trump and this key election. We love you. We've got the man here with us.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is the Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second Great Renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller, and this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com, either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore. This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world, that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I'm telling you, there's so many great rock and roll riffs and intros, but if I had to sit there on my deathbed, in fact, at my funeral, I want Stranglehold played. I'm going to say that right now. That's a request. I've not written a will in a while, but in there, my memorial service, whatever it is, I want Stranglehold played, because it's just the genius of Ted Nugent. And it's amazing, you know.
Even how the acoustic guitar works.
You want to play? You want to play? Yeah. Go ahead, Blizzard.
It's a cranker.
I'm going to say it right now, man. It's so good fighting tyranny because I get to know all the best people, all the amazing people. That is so Americana. That makes it all worth it. Watch, I get to talk to Ted Nugent and watch him for our audience sit there on a acoustic guitar and just fucking nail it.
I love that.
Brought tears to my eyes of joy. Ted, do it one more time. I just loved your face. God damn it. I'm sorry,
man,
Lord.
You know, this is a custom guitar. I think your viewers will appreciate this guitar. This guitar raises money for the Ted Nugent Camp for Kids charity. And you can get this guitar by emailing toby@tednugent.com. And it's a love song guitar, you know. But the licks all come from the Motown Masters, Chuck Berry, Bo Diddley. And I just kind of Nugentized everything by getting a rhythm going. And the Stranglehold is the perfect example of that. And I just sat down with my guitar one day and I just went... time in the man cave, cuckoo's nest, the arsenal of democracy. It's the theme song for shit kickers everywhere.
You were saying during the break we were talking that we can't swing a dead cat and not hit a globalist, you know, 100 globalists. I mean, these people are just crawling out of their holes right now because they know they're losing.
Yeah, you know, people are speaking up. We discovered that, you know, really heartbreaking. I think we talked about this in one of our many conversations, Alex, that I'm a hunter, and I thought the hunters are the ultimate rugged individuals. They're the real conservationists. If you want clean air, soil, and water, it's going to be because of the money and the dedication, walking the wild ground, and the resource stewardship instinct of the hunting, fishing, trapping, outdoor...
That's who created the original conservation movement, for people who don't know, was the hunters.
Sure, we cleaned up Lake Erie. When I was growing up in Detroit, Lake Erie would spontaneously combust. It would catch fire. But it was the trappers. It was the duck hunters. It was the fishermen that sounded the alarm. And now it's the greatest walleye and smallmouth bass fishery in the world. The waterfowl's back. The wild salary is back. And that's because people who walk and live on the wild ground, we sound the alarm. That's why I got to tell you, Hunter Nation, I hope people will come and join us. HunterNation.org. We finally discovered, much to our pain and suffering, that the majority of licensed hunters in America, when we investigated, we bought the data, the majority of licensed hunters didn't vote. Now, we've changed that in a number of states. The most recent amazing victory was in Louisiana, where we got all constitutionalists back in power. But if we really want to change the election horror stories of the recent past, HunterNation.org.
And by the way, you always hammer this. What is wrong with conservatives and populists hiding and not voting? You do, I know, tons of interviews, hundreds a month probably. I hear you everywhere. You work your ass off. So you're not playing games here. So in the 10 minutes or less we have left here, let's talk about Trump. What a badass. Because I know his work schedule, people that know him very well, as you know him very well. We're talking 18 hours at least. Other than a few hours with his wife for dinner, he literally, the more he's under attack, the stronger he gets. It's not an act. This guy's like Superman. I mean, because I see other people, and he's like 78 years old. I know you're 70 plus. And you look like you're 60. This guy, though, just radiates energy when you're around him in person. And then you see him taking these attacks, because I've been under a lot of attack. So have you. And it's terrible and it's nasty, and it actually gets to me, and I'm only 50, and I'll be honest about it. I mean, I'm tough. I mean, I'm not a wimp. I'm pretty tough. But the Trump is next level. I mean, this guy's only got to be admired. I just can't believe God gave us somebody like this time.
Now, I'll be 76 in December, and I got a lot of energy. I'm really inspired every day. I've married the most wonderful woman in the world, my kids, my dogs, my band, my crew, everybody, my hunting buddies. We have Sunrise Acres.
You look like you're 60, Ted. What are you doing?
I'm eating a lot of venison, and I've been clean and sober for 76 years. That's the trick. But the bottom line is, when I spend time with Donald Trump, The guy really dazzles me. The guy is older than I am, but he is so passionate and dedicated, literally to the simple phrase, the colloquialism now, make America great again. If I can show this hat on your show, Alex, I have signed over 100,000 of these hats. I put my personal signature. We got an assembly line here. If people would like one of these hats, I blocked it off because I don't know how stifled your censorship
might
be.
We're on talk radio, but the liberals are allowed to cuss. We just delay it out. I love it. Elect that motherfucker
again. You know what the hat says.
You say it. Go ahead.
And if people want one of these hats, I sign them every day. They're available at tednugent.com. But the reason I'm saying this is because we're donating money to Donald Trump, which everybody raised a very powerful financial middle finger recently after this Department of Anti-Justice in New York falsely accused and falsely convicted this great man. He really is a powerhouse. And you know why? Because he is obsessed with saving America, because America is in its final toilet flush thanks to this zombie devil snake in the White House. Right now, this Joe Biden is not even a real human being. He's just some kind of...
I love that.
Devil.
Say it again. Zombie devil snake. And then say, because I'm going to put a promo out. Say, elect that motherfucker again because I interrupted you. Go ahead.
Yeah, but Biden really is some kind of strange cosmic devil snake. I mean, he's just a horrible, horrible, dishonest, treasonous gangster punk. And Donald Trump sees what's happening. That's why they all went after him, because he spotlighted the cockroaches like nobody before. And the cockroaches are really pissed off. So the cockroaches are falsely accusing this man, falsely charging this man, falsely convicting this man. So if you really want to raise a financial middle finger, go to DonaldJTrump.com. And I got buddies donating $10, $20, $50, a couple guys, a lot more than that. But we need to show the whole world that real, honest-to-God American shit kickers in the asset column are willing to sacrifice financially to support Donald Trump. Because if we don't get him elected, the zombie devil snake Biden gangsters will take us on our final toilet flush. And if we the people let that happen, I suppose we deserve it.
And I was about to say, you always bring up a key here, and I know people behind the scenes that know you don't really talk about this. You gave up $50, $20 million a year to support Trump, being banned by Ticketmaster and all the rest of it as a monopoly, they admit now. But you are always about donating, and I know people that know you behind the scenes, you're giving all this money to real causes. You're literally doing talk radio interviews all over the country every day. That's where the real war is. And conservatives and populists and Christians better start spending your money, folks. It takes money to win wars. And we can outdo Soros if all the little people fight back. And the Bilderberg Group, we got documents 10 years ago. They're like, we hate the fact the public still has money to donate to populists and conservative causes. We've got to make everybody so poor that they can't resist us. They're scared of us using our money. And all these middle class and upper middle class and nouveau riche conservatives that don't spend a fucking nickel in the fight, and they keep their head down and hope somebody else does it. I've had a lot of rich people call me and say, oh, you're doing such a great job. Thank you so much. And I literally look at them and I say, you're worth like $5 billion. What the fuck are you doing? Like, you're going to lose it all if you don't go all in. They're like, yeah, we're starting to figure it out. So I think, though, not just the general grassroots is getting up with record small donations to Trump that shattered everything, but a lot of the big money that's been in the shadows that wasn't communist now gets, oh, wow, this is a real takeover. Exactly. You better spend half the money you've got, all of it, or you're going to lose it, you dumb bastards. That's what you're saying.
It's pretty obvious. My son and I, we do an assembly line every day. We've sold a couple hundred thousand of these too. And we donate. We estimated recently that my autographed guitars, guns, bows and arrows, skulls, antlers, machetes, these flags, these hats, we have raised over $23 million for children's charities, law enforcement, military charities, conservation charities. And it's not Ted Nugent money. It's the people who get something with a lot of mojo, an autographed. I will not comply.
And Tim, tell us where we find all this. I want it. I want the guitar for my wife. I want the flag. I'm ordering it all now. Where do we get it?
TedNugent.com. They're on sale all the time. We literally have an assembly line every day signing guitars. I've signed a bunch of skulls and antlers for children's charities, and we're doing an NRA banquet in Yankton, South Dakota, the Friends of the NRA, where we're making sure that the money goes to the local schools, shooting sports, and the different conservation organizations. But people really dig deep. But now, more than ever, Alex, we've got to show a financial middle finger for Donald Trump. So whether you buy stuff from Ted Nugent and I make the donation, or you go right to DonaldJTrump.com, whatever you can afford, even if you can't afford it, give to that great man so we can tell the deep state to kiss our flame.
And by the way, I've been to your place and you hung out with you quite a bit. And it's not wrong to have money and stuff. You've given up so much to do this, but it's incredibly humble where you live and how you live. But I gotta say, I love the fact you got the same black Hellcat, same year. You got the same car as me. When I was at your house, I saw that you have the same car. Oh, look at that. Man, I mean, I don't have that car anymore, but I mean, cause I had to give it up and all this. But man, it's so cool. Like, wow, you got the same car, the same year. That is so crazy. We drive the same car.
Well, I actually got one of the new Demon 170s with 1,025 horsepower. I just couldn't resist. I love horsepower and I love freedom. And by the way, the money I have not wasted in my life, I could buy the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. I just don't spend money willy-nilly. I save and save. I make donations to important causes. And then I find I have a little left over, so I buy some Detroit muscle.
I love George Strait. And I got a chance to another well-known...
Great man.
Another great musician invited me to his birthday party a long time ago, and we're up there north, you know, out by Fredericksburg. All of a sudden, he only comes in for like, he drove all the way out there from his ranch, like an hour from south of San Antonio to go to this thing, hour and a half. He walks in, plays three songs. Ace in the Hole is playing the deal, his band, but I'm there and I'm like, that's George Strait. He's just in a ball cap. And then, you know, George Strait leaves. And I was so awe inspired. I've listened to him since I was, you know, a kid. He leaves, but I go see his concerts and he does stuff for veterans and has the American flag and it's all great. But what if, cause we know behind the scenes, he's like Ted Nugent. I know his band. They're like huge listeners. We're down to the wire. Don't we? I'm not calling him out. I'm just saying, don't we need people? Like, Willie's a good guy. I know him well. I've been long-term friends with him, but he's brainwashed. And now, you know, brain's gone, but I knew him 20 years ago. I used to go to his house to play chess and stuff. But the point is, Willie's off in his own world. We forgive him. We love Willie. But Strait is like you, but won't be public because he is so humble. We need George Strait. Okay, they took Hank Williams Jr. down for a while for what he said. We need all the guys that are Americana and patriots speak out. Why will Ted Nugent do it and Kid Rock will do it, but nobody else, I'm sorry, nobody else has got the balls. I mean, we're going to lose everything. I think it would really help if George Strait went public. I'm sorry to call him out, but that's what I'm saying.
Well, George is great. He just did another Wounded Warrior benefit and gave away something like 200, 300 beautiful custom homes to the heroes of the military. So George is doing a great job. But you're right. You're absolutely correct. I could name you 10 A-listers. I'm talking top A-list celebrities, country guys, Hollywood actors that literally will look me in the eye and say the worst thing an American can say, and that is, I'm not into politics. One A-lister, I won't mention his name, top country artist in the world, he literally said, I'm not going to piss off the liberals. They're good for $50 million a year. And I wanted to punch him in the throat. I said, you've got to be kidding me. Don't worry about your grandkids or your kids. Don't worry about your country. If you're not into politics, you're a shitty American. The American dream is about politics.
That's what I'm saying is I get it. You can, that's how we got here, is don't talk about God and politics. Bull, man. We are in total red level emergency here. And that's why I admire you so much. That not only are you a great guy and funny and smart and a friend, it's so good when I get upset about the world to know, hey, there's Ted Nugent. You know what I mean? There's Donald Trump. You know, there's Matt Gaetz. There's Devin Nunes. There's Jim Jordan. It's just like, I just can't believe it. I we're in so much trouble. And if we just had the men stand up, it'd be over quickly.
Well, you know, we're going to cover for those spineless wonders out there that are not into politics. You know, the American dream, the experiment in self-government, the very phrase, we the people, demands that we engage and we participate in this blood and guts earned experiment in self-government. That is politics. The American dream is all about politics. Well, I'll tell you, once again, HunterNation.org, we have crowbarred a lot of apathetic conservatives to get involved, and that's what I hope that we're accomplishing here
Absolutely.
Today, Alex. But I'm day because I care about you. I see that you're raising hell. And the founding fathers wanted every American to question authority and raise hell and spotlight cockroaches. And you're doing God's work, especially for times like this. But we can save America if we get everybody to support Donald Trump and to raise hell. You should be calling your senator, your congressman, your governor, your chief of police, your state trooper commander, your sheriff, your mayor. Every citizen should be calling all of our elected employees and saying that we know what's happening to Donald Trump in New York. That's not justice. That is an absolute banana republic kangaroo court. And we need to express this to everybody in America so that they know that it's not just Donald Trump and his inner circle. It's shit kickers across the fruited plain that see the egregious oath violations that the Joe Biden administration is guilty of.
I agree. You got a great internal clock. You think we're going to break. I've got a few more minutes. Please stay with us. Another two or three. I know you got to go. But Kid Rock shot up Bud Light and triggered this entire multi-billion dollar collapse of their whole thing. And then all the other major corporate sponsors pulled away from promoting all this pedophile, transgender, target the kid stuff. And, you know, a kid's not been around as long as you. He's not as he's a smart guy, but not as articulate as you. The point is that look at the power of that. And it's a beautiful thing. So briefly speak to that. And then in closing, looking at the entire world and what's happening, this is the death throes of the left. They're in trouble. That's why we forced them out in the open. That's a very positive thing. But if we don't rise to the occasion now that they've gone into war mode, we're going to lose everything. And what is your final statement just to the viewers about how critical this election is? I mean, everybody always says this election is the biggest ever. No, this is hands down 10 times bigger than anything since George Washington. I mean, this is it.
Well, I remember when I pulled off on the highway to call you the first time and I heard you on the radio, I wasn't aware of you, but when I listened to you, I went, my God, I guess I'm not the only one that believes in truth, logic, and common sense. So I called you from the highway and I said the following, and I'll say it now because it's still true. The real suicidal curse of America isn't Marxism. It's not the Democrats. It's not the Joe Biden gang. It's not communism. It's apathy. There are so many conservatives that have never called their elected employees and told them what we believe. When Kyle Rittenhouse executed perfect self-defense on video, every conservative should have called every one of their elected employees and go, we support Kyle Rittenhouse. We believe in self-defense. Do you, Mr. Mayor? Do you, Senator? Do you, Congressman? Do you, Governor, believe in self-defense? Because that was cut and dry, undeniable self-defense. And right now, apathy is the toilet flush of America. And if we could just get a meaningful percentage of conservatives to get out and vote for Donald Trump and get everybody in their family at church, at school, at the shooting range, at the barbecue, at the bowling alley, at deer camp, in the fishing boat, if we could get everybody to vote and raise hell for Donald Trump, a donation would be wonderful, but to get out the conservative army, that's what hunternation.org. We are galvanizing the licensed hunting families that have heretofore for not voted, Alex. It's just so embarrassing. So apathy.
It's simple. You're recruiting the hunters. You got the data. What did you say? What percentage of hunters were voting before you got involved?
But there was not one state that had 50% of licensed hunters that voted. Most states had 60-some percent that never
voted. Their way of life is under total attack. I get it. They're hiding, hunting. They're trying to stay out of it. That's a good way to stay sane. But you can't when they're encroaching. In final closing, one more time, I can't help it, at your house with you and when you play the guitar, it's so amazing to play the electric guitar for us and so much more. I'm going to let you go. You got to get back what you're doing, but just play Stranglehold one more time. I'm sorry. I've got to ask for it.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I actually have a Mighty Birdland guitar here. Does that sound like a guitar on the technology?
I love it. If you want to play the Star Spangled, brother, whatever you want.
We'll be right back.
right, Ted, you are amazing. We love you. Say hi to your wonderful wife, Shemaine. We'll talk to you soon, brother. God bless you.
Godspeed, Alex Jones. God bless real America. HunterNation.org, damn it.
God bless you. That is such a critical thing. It's on record. They're so pissed trying to indict him because he's mobilized. The articles I've seen, I think they think, God, we hate Ted Nugent. Like, he's gotten 20 million extra voters. I mean, they are so pissed at that guy. It's not like some retard leftist knocking on your door trying to get you to, you know, register Democrat. This guy is savaging it. He has concerts. He's got to go to county, you know, halls and sports stadiums with 20,000 people at it. And then he donates the money to sign everybody up to vote right there. Because I've been to these and sat back and even know I was there and watched him for 2 hours sign autographs and get people to sign up for voters. 70-something years old, 76 years old, just played 2 hours, literally sitting there for hours getting people to sign up for voting. That's a warrior, people. And that's the type of spirit we've got to have. And all this horrible stuff happening to us. If you look at the New World Order, their minions, they can barely talk because they serve Satan. Look at our people. Black, white, old, young, you name it. I mean, it's an amazing time to be alive. And yeah, they tried to shut this company down for, quote, just 2 weeks for no reason, claiming, oh, we want to wait till the hearing. You know, the judge said keep the company open because it was never going to come back. And that's how the left works. Because you think the CRO came up with that 2 week thing? You think they just came up with that? No, that's, oh, it's just 2 weeks, just 2 weeks. It's 3 days. No, now it's just 2 weeks. Well, it's gone. Don't make a big deal about it. Don't say anything. And I'm like, I'm going to say something right now. Oh, no, don't do that. And I said, watch, they're going to try to shut it down Saturday. And I told the security guard, I said, you're going to get a call to shut us down in a couple hours. He's like, oh, no, we're not shutting down. I was told, watch. And they're like, yeah, we just got the call. You got that? You see how that's working? You see what's going down? And I love some of the people, and you got to ask whether they're mentally ill or whether they're on the other guy's team. Suddenly these big accounts that I've even retweeted are like, oh, it's not real. None of this is happening. This is all a fundraising thing. Wow. Oh, sure it is. Uh-huh. And they think you're going to forget when this is shut down tomorrow or next week or whenever. I don't think we're going to keep it open. There's really no avenue out of this. I'm kind of in the bunker here. And don't worry, I'll come back. But the enemy can't help but do this attack. And yeah, I need funds to reconstitute, move forward. It was a fundraiser. I don't get any money. I'm in bankruptcy. Free speech doesn't get any money. I'm on a budget. I told listeners, you'll get your products if you order them at InfoWars, but it's probably getting shut down. So, yeah. I said, go to DrJonesNaturals.com because my dad's getting sued by the same people. He's got a great warehouse with great products, and he could be a sponsor legally if we do something new, which I haven't even planned yet, or if we work for somebody else or however it has to happen. I've been wedded to this operation like it's my wife, and I've stayed faithful to that. I haven't even gone out and planned anything new. I don't know what I'm going to do if they shut it down. I'm living here in the now right now, okay? So I need you to go to DrJonesNaturals.com. This is not a fundraising situation. This is not I'm on air making up that this happened. The crew has seen me with the security guards. So, yeah, we're supposed to shut you down at 9. Oh, now we're not. Oh, now we're getting calls to shut you down right now because I was exposing stuff on air. I mean, this is 100% real. 100%. And I want people to remember who said it wasn't when this shuts down. Because those people are bad people. I want you to remember those people. Not hurt them. Just remember, they're liars. They're probably on the payroll. We'll be right back. There's a lot of folks posing as patriots who aren't. Stay with us. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are, and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I love this place. On there 30 years. InfoWars is 27 years old. My son's 21. And it's affected me a lot worse than I thought it would. I am cattywampus. I am cross-eyed. I am. But I have such clarion understanding now. We've gone next level. And it's the biggest download I've ever gotten from God. And I'm just like, I should be out in the desert for a month to even understand all this. This is just... But I don't have time to do that. I got to do it right now with you. But I only cover things that are key nexus points in my understanding of enemy operations. Is Trump being convicted? Are they coming after everybody? Are they putting all these Trump supporters in prison on J6 and Steve Bannon and everybody else? There's a bear shit in the woods. And then I saw today this big push on X. And that's all I was looking at, that InfoWars. But people that I've supported and that pose as conservatives saying we're lying. No, this is true. That it's a fundraiser. I don't get any of the money that I personally make or that goes into free speech systems. And I've been honest and said, this is overrun territory at free speech systems. Maybe we get out of this. I give it a 20% chance now. Seriously. They're shutting us down the next month, maybe even tomorrow. There's a court hearing about shutting us down tomorrow at 11 o'clock in Houston at the federal courthouse. I'll be on air to be my last show. Probably not. But I want to remember who those people are, because I bet they're getting money on the back end, 20 grand, whatever, to say that, because I saw it. I know I'm not going to see the intel. Suddenly, with these key accounts saying it's not true. Oh, it's like Q. Oh, Trump's really winning. He's not going to get indicted. He's not going to get convicted. It's lies. We have to admit how much trouble we are in. We have to admit this, that that's how we beat it. Churchill, when the British troops been running into the ocean at Dunkirk and everything, he didn't go on. He got elected as prime minister because they threw out Neville Chamberlain. And that famous speech was like 10 minutes long, and he said, listen to me, I cannot promise you anything but blood, sweat, pain, and death, but it's better than slavery, and we will win this thing. And I'm the real deal, folks. I got a 97.8% accuracy rate. I live and die to be accurate. It is my North Star. It is who I am. And I'm It's not about me and my integrity because I care about me. When you see people saying, I'm lying to you, they are fucking liars. They know nothing about bankruptcy, nothing about courts. You think people with a CRO that thinks they're in control of a company, I go on air and put their face up and attack them and say, this guy is trying to shut the company down and ordered security to close it, and it's a fucking lie? Are you kidding me? That this shows the ridiculous mind control out there that is paid. And I see you and I see what you're doing, and we'll make sure when they shut this son of a bitch down, it's a 90% chance in the next month that you get exposed because you're identifying yourselves. And that's the thing about when real war starts. You find out who your friends are and you find out who the enemies are, and everybody's getting smarter a lot quicker. So I only raise that because I see that and I see what they're doing. They're in front of us, behind us, and we are flanked on both sides by the enemy. That numbers us 29-1. We can't get away from us now. Great. Now we can shoot at them from every direction. General Puller, hero of World War II in Korea. That's where we are, folks. This is 100% real. This is 100%. I brought Chase in because you were here when I was talking to the guards. They're like, yeah, we've been told we're not supposed to kick you out now. We were told to. We're not going to. You were here.
Yes, it's absolutely.
We're taking the pictures off the walls. You're packing your office up, and some assholes that we've promoted been nice to are saying we're lying.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
War on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We are go. This is it. They just killed 22 million people with poison shots. They're about to inject the entire beef herd under federal emergency orders and poison 50s, 100 million. God knows hell's coming down. All top analysts agree nuclear war is now a probability, not a possibility. Time to get your shit together, people. Chase, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but I want you to ride shotgun with me. You've done a great job. You've been here since Friday we got the word. You've seen me out here with a security office right there. They're like, yeah, we've been given the order to shut you down, all this stuff. And you see this CIA talking point on Twitter by so-called conservatives saying I made this up. You've been here. You've witnessed it. Is it horse shit?
No, it's real. And there was one moment earlier today where your son was walking in the hall, and he was just commenting, oh man, I grew up in this place, as he was looking at all the art that's resting on the floor, no longer hanging on the walls, because I want to make sure that items that belong to Alex personally, not the company.
Well, we got a U-Haul truck coming in.
Yeah.
Up.
Yeah. And he's looking around, and I asked him, because I've only been here for 13 months, so I don't have as much context as basically anybody here. I'm practically the newest employee I think I might be. I asked him, have you ever taken this shit off the walls before? He's like, no. And that's when I was like, okay, this is an escalation that's unprecedented. We haven't been at this point before.
And I'm out there with security again. Yeah, you're out there. We're talking about it. I don't even know this. It's going
to
be in court tomorrow. It's
going to
be in court tomorrow in federal court.
Right. You don't have to.
And then those people that told the lie, this isn't happening. Shame on you. I know you got paid. Shame on you. You Benedict Arnold, you Judas Iscariot, you trash. But what the enemy wants is for violence or threats. They'll probably threaten themselves to claim we did it or you did it. Do not threaten anybody. Do not shoot your mouths off. InfoWar. Get the videos out. Get the articles out. Fight, fight, fight. The enemy wants violence because they're losing the InfoWar. Mike Adams, that I've known for 20 years, a fellow Texan, great patriot, lives right outside Austin, has really had the forward vision on this. I thought even 10 years ago he was a little too pessimistic, a little too black-pilled, but he's not black-pilled. He's red-pilled for survival. We are under a globalist dictatorship. They're coming for everyone. It's all CIA, FBI run. It's all come out. Mike, this is a big situation. I want to thank the viewers and listeners for their outpouring of support. I know you don't disregard what we say. You don't think we're lying, but you've talked to the crew, the producers that told you, you know, what they saw, the debates, what happened here. I just love the denial this is happening. That's just a side caveat. But overall, this is an outpouring which ought to really concern the globalists, but they don't care. They know they're already defeated if they don't move forward with this. So I want to talk not much about me, only a little bit up front because I don't even want to say it, and then give us your take. I want to move on to the false flags they're planning the next 155 days ahead of the election, what they're going to do when he's president-elect, the World War III situation, the poisoning of the meat supply, because we need to not let them distract us. That's their main mission, off of the what's really happening to everybody. Instead, talk about us. But we've got 10 times the audience. I mean, let's be conservative. We're back to 2016 numbers, 50 million a day right now, okay? Million. The servers are melting at InfoWars. They're melting. Millions are watching on our streams. Millions on the other streams. Millions on radio stations. Millions more will get this. So we really need to not just talk about this. We've got to explain how it's a microcosm of the macrocosm. Mike Adams, Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, one of the smartest people out there.
Well, thank you, Alex and Chase. Nice to join you both again. And look, I think it's very clear the outpouring of outrage against what they were planning to do to you, to put padlocks on the doors, to force liquidate, shut down the whole operation so that you can't even meet the revenue obligations of the, the Sandy Hook trials. All of this, it's real. Anybody denying it? They're the same people who said there was never any censorship. They're the same people who said the election wasn't rigged. This was all real. It is happening, but it was the public outcry that I think caused them to back off a little bit in the last 36 hours or so, because you saw what happened yesterday. Even my own tweets, which normally don't have any circulation at all, really. It got picked up by Darren Beatty. It got picked up by the Post Millennial. It got picked up by 100% Fed Up, a bunch of other sites. And then you launch your live space and, you know, record audiences, 4-hour, epic, historic broadcast. I think the people that are trying to shut you down right now, they realize they're not going to be able to do it under the dark cover of night. It's going to be the biggest news story.
They were going to padlock the doors and change the key fobs at 9 p.m. last night. I mean, I could take a live camera out there with a security guard that was here when it happened. He was like, yeah, but Tolbert, they had more security coming to shut us down. It was happening.
Yes. And it could happen tomorrow. And it could happen the next day. And I don't know what's going to happen in this hearing coming up on June 14th.
Exactly. I said, I'm staying here and I'm calling the police when you come, and you don't even have authority. The judge didn't say this. It was all an illegal coup. And so I slept here. And then I get people saying it's not happening.
Look, these forces that are allied against you and against Trump, they're going to do every single thing they can get away with. And what you are doing that is brilliant, Alex, whether you are trying to do this or not, I think this is part of your strategy, is you're shining the light on these people. You're making sure they can't do this in darkness. You know, if they try to shut down InfoWars, it's going to be the biggest mistake they've made, only second to the mistake of prosecuting Trump for, you know, his made up 34 felony.
Well, listen, what's weird is I never really strategize. I go with what is right. And they've been trying to set me up, try to claim I stole money, try to put me in prison, set the Justice Department in here. I didn't make a big deal about it. And so it was right to expose that was happening. And then, yes, out of me never even calculating, then the most perfect, truthful Machiavellian strategy comes out. Because it's God.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. But my question, I have a question for you, Alex. Could you imagine the amount of the outpouring of support that you received over the last 48 hours in terms of just people covering this story, people freaking out about what they're threatening to do to InfoWars. I mean, you are not alone in this.
This all happened. I saw you say this. Viva Fry's really smart. He said it because I didn't even think about all this. I'm just like kind of pole axe, just go with my spirit and instincts because I'm like completely overwhelmed. I just like, God, what do I do? I literally pray before the show. Like, what do I do? There's no even calculation at this point. It's like, this is lies. I didn't steal money. I'm not a bad person. They're lying. You know? You were asking, did I know about the outpouring of support? They thought, and because they're really smart in ways, but really dumb in others, that because they had the Trump thing going on, that emboldened them, but also they thought that's a shadow over this. And so they made their move right then. It was very clear. And so yes. It's a hysteria. It's a desperation. It's orders. It's 100% the Justice Department. I don't think anybody can deny that. And we've already discovered that, but it's like now it's happening. And so it's their hysteria as the world awakens. As they're not relevant anymore. No one watches them. No one likes them. And so they're fighting the last war, 2016, blaming me for Trump, which, you know, our audience, yes. So they still think if we stamp out this guy, we'll win the war, but all it does is backfire on everything else and blow up in their face. So they've now escalated me up to like, I mean, right now, which I don't even want this. It's so dangerous personally, but then at a spiritual level, I'm like, yeah, this is good. As a physical flesh level, I'm like, God, this is so dangerous, man. I really don't want to die right now. I got a family, but at the spiritual level, I'm like, this is victory. This is God. So Trump is up here with all this great coverage and record donations, the whole world waking up, Democrat analyst on ABC saying we should have done this. It's backfired. And I'm like, half of the coverage Trump is, which no one else even is 1%. And I'm like, holy hell, this is the biggest thing we ever did. And it's all God. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense. And as I was saying earlier, that if they even manage to succeed in locking the building and liquidating all the broadcast assets, all they're going to do is make InfoWars 10 times stronger. Because every single one of your guests, your hosts, but also your crew members who are awesome people. You know, all
yeah, let's be clear. The show is not Alex Jones. Like Ron Paul would say, I'm only a focal point. It's the guest. It's the crew. It's the listeners.
And you can broadcast from anywhere. You don't actually need the fancy studio to do what you do. I mean, this is a point that's missed. It's not that people are tuning in to see your awesome set, which is awesome. But they're tuning in to hear your analysis.
By the way, and we were making so much money, I just put it into advertising and better studios and to hire more hosts and have a network to fight the New World Order better.
Right.
Because I was like, I've got my 5-bedroom house. I don't need a 10-bedroom. You know, I don't need a private jet. But you're right. The fancy suit studios really freaked them out. It's not the studio, you dumb bastards. You take me off air, I could be in a ditch on an 8-bit audio file now and it's going to get 50 million views. They really fucked up.
Yeah, well, you know, it reminds me of Star Wars specifically, because the old Star Wars movies were very low-tech, low-budget, and they had an amazing writing, an amazing story. The new ones are the opposite, where they have the production quality of Disney Studios, but the writing is terrible. So everybody goes back and watches the old ones, even though they're low-budget, because that's a better story, a better message. So I totally agree with this consensus here.
I mean, these people, I've tried to, you know, Ted Nugent today, we talked for like 30 minutes. Before he went on air, he's like, Alex, don't worry about why they do it. Just beat them. And I get that old fashioned view, but I need to know why they do it. And I want the minions of the system to know they're being set up for destruction. This is like, they're going to kill everybody in this depopulation situation. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, I'm even saying, even if they seize your domain name, Infowars.com or other domain names, all you have to do is put out one announcement. Here's our new organization. Here's our new domain name. Find us here. Instantly, shoom, everybody switches over to the new domain. And then the people that try to take you down are left holding nothing. I mean, they can't do it. Every time they try to take you down, it just makes you stronger. And this is the mistake they're learning with trying to take down Trump as well. You know, look, this pro-America, pro-freedom, pro-Trump movement right now is absolutely unstoppable. And it doesn't require any kind of uprising or violence. And that's why we're all saying keep it peaceful. The more peace, the better, because we can win this when there is a legitimate election. If we can just make sure, just protect election integrity in November, the American people can win this and they can restore the constitutional republic that made all of our lives great from the moment we were born, because we were born into freedom. But that freedom is being lost. So we have to restore it. And that's what you're doing at InfoWars. And it doesn't matter what name it is. It doesn't matter. You're fluid, man.
I appreciate you supporting me, and we need support badly. But the point is that this is their, Trump says it 1,000 times. They're not trying to get me. They're trying to get through me to get to you. This is the blueprint, people. And what's great is people finally now get, oh, wait, this is a real tyranny. This is a real takeover. People are finally now getting down to brass tacks. And I know Americans aren't cowards. They've gotten lazy. I am too. They've gotten distracted. They've been asleep. But when Americans, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, when they finally get the injustice, the unfairness, I've always bet on humanity. And I, the New World Order, they are going to lose no matter what they do. The question is, how bad is this going to be, Mike?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're going to go through, I think, a collapse scenario. And let's bring in World War III here. We see that the EU is going to have mandatory conscription. We see that in France, in Germany, they're now at least one lawmaker wants the Bundestag to call for 900,000 reservists to be called into active duty. We're talking about millions of recruits across the UK, France,
let's be clear.
And so on.
All of NATO, including Stoltenberg and the British, are officially promoting bringing back the draft. So the Prime Minister of England has proposed it. The Selective Service has said we're going to opt everybody in, whether you sign up or not. So it's going down.
But what I want to point out here is that they have destroyed Western civilization to such a huge extent that they now need, the people in charge, they need Putin to nuke the West so that they have a cover story for the collapse that has already been engineered. They're going to collapse the banking system, the currency, the energy infrastructure has already been.
By the way, Joel Skousen predicted this 20 years ago. He said by 2024, 2025, they're going to manipulate Russia into a nuclear strike on the U.S. and start a war. Now he tries to push it off and say, well, I think we've got more time because I don't think he wants to. No, Skousen was right 20 years ago. I'm going to get him back on next week. He's wrong now.
Well, the timing is always difficult to predict, but we see the trends.
What Skousen said 20 years ago on my show is literally happening. But what I'm saying is now he doesn't want to say it because it is kind of hard to tell your family, I'll get ready for the nuclear war. Sorry, Mike.
Well, right. No, but look, they're setting fire to the chicken farms. They're burning out the food supply in America. They're shutting down the energy infrastructure on purpose to, in Europe and in the United States. I mean, they're
blowing up the
Nord Stream
pipeline. And by the way, it's spectacularly big from Sri Lanka to the Netherlands to Ireland to the U.S. And now, I mean, it's like I can do the actuaries. I've looked at them. This is going to kill hundreds of millions a year, billions. I mean, this is, and the third world will totally collapse. I know I'm interrupting. Just this is, folks, it's already done. The dominoes already fell. There's no going back. Now, there's going back from total nuclear war, but I'm saying total insane collapse, bonker world is already going to happen. The question is it a 3 on the Richter scale or a 10?
And the reason they have to silence people like you and myself and others, Alex, is because they have to gaslight the population for as long as possible into thinking that this is not happening, even as it's happening. That's the goal. Because if the globalists can push all of this and shut down the food system, shut down the energy system, shut down your freedom of speech, without people noticing enough to where some people might revolt against that, then the globalists can achieve their extermination far more efficiently. Understand?
Exactly. I called my 20-year-old daughter, who's just wonderful and smart and gorgeous. She got back from a college trip to Peru, you know, hiking 50 miles in Machu Picchu. And I was telling her, baby, I know you got a gun. You got to start carrying it. We need to meet. You know, we're probably going to have a nuclear war. Things are going to collapse. You got to be really careful. I love you. I just want to spend more time with you. And she goes, Daddy, I'll come see you tomorrow, but come on. I'm going to see my friends. It's not that bad. Well, she's a girl. I get that. But she's a woman. And my issue is, like, it's like I'm trying to tell people, and they're even my own family is not listening. And it's so frustrating because it's guaranteed horrible stuff is going down already. And then it's going to only get more insane. How do we get these people? Instead, when they finally wake up, the news is going to be telling them a solution that's not the answer. That's the problem. And that's why they don't want us on air. Go ahead.
Well, you can't deny the existence of radioisotopes. You know, fallout is fallout, right? So the media can tell you you're not being irradiated. But when all
the
people
around
you are
bombing up. And the Pentagon says nuclear war is survivable. We should have one. Sean Penn says, let's have one. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, and of course, nuclear war would cause a global collapse of the food supply for about 2 years. So it actually goes right in hand with what they're trying to do. And you know, the COG plans, they've got their underground bunkers with, you know, a decade of food and other supplies. They can hide out underground for a couple of years, frankly, and just let the surface die off. And then
and all the big billionaires are building giant bunkers.
Yep. Yep. And also, I mean, think about the half-life of some of the radioisotopes, you know, like iodine in the radioactive form. The half-life is what? Only 7 days. So within about 10 weeks, it's safe to be around what used to be radioactive iodine. But if you were on the surface for the first 2 weeks, you're dead.
And again, okay. If you're a globalist so revolution against humanity, you have a nuclear war to get rid of your enemies and bring in total permanent martial law on the other side.
Yep. Plus the humanoid robot, the robots with AI software that's being built in.
And now they're showing drones that fly at 200 miles an hour. So a drone flies over you and fires a little missile at you, a little $10,000 drone, 200 miles an hour. Vivian Kubrick said with a clip, I need to put it in there, and it fires a little one-pound bomb at you, and it's gone. You don't even see it. Boom, you're dead.
Yeah, or kamikaze drones, but really, I think the big deal is going to be the robot dog drones, the ground-based drones, which have much longer power duration because they don't have to maintain flight.
And they got a machine gun, they got a grenade launcher, they'll have a nerve gas pod fire, and they're just going to come in and just take your ass out.
They're going to clear out what used to be America's cities with the dog drones that will just seek and destroy every living human being. And then once they sterilize the city and clear out all the humans, then they can begin either dismantling it and rebuilding.
So first the nuclear war, and then they've got 100,000 predator drones, they admit. And that's the U.S. government. And just those. And then they just unleash all these drone swarms and all the, and they hunt us down.
Yeah, this is a global extermination campaign against humanity. That's why everything.
But they
got to
knock out the military.
Serious.
They got to degrade everything, and then once the nuclear war happens, then the robots emerge.
Well, and I do think that the globalists, if they could avoid nuclear war, then they could avoid a lot of the radiation fallout, and that's where the vaccines come in. Because if they can jab and kill everybody with injectable bioweapons, then they don't need to nuke the place, and then they don't have the decontamination effort on the other side. And so isn't it convenient that now the press is pushing bird flu, telling everybody get ready to line up and take your bird flu shots? And I say anybody dumb enough to do that has a bird brain at this point, because haven't you learned anything since 2020, for God's sake? So, but it's first they're going to exterminate everybody who is volunteering to go along with the vaccine euthanasia. Millions of those people are already gone from our planet over the last three and a half years, but now they're aiming for billions of people if they can scare enough people with bird flu. That's what's next. If that doesn't work, then it's nuke city.
Well, they know it's vaccine fallout. Damage that, as the story show with rat studies and now human ones, are going to start dying in even bigger numbers. They'll claim that the death is bird flu.
Yeah, and remember that a nuclear war can also hide all the deaths of the vaccines, because at that point, you know, the death records, you can't find any.
Yeah, they're going to say it's radiation poisoning. Because, the rats, exactly. They test rats are close to humans or pigs. If half the rats, when Obama tested this, with that big national security operation in 2014-15, University of Texas and Chapel Hill, North Carolina, the rats got their lives basically cut in half. So exactly. They can then say, everybody died and people got sick and died within 10, 15, 20 years because of the nuclear war.
Yeah, and one more thing. I know I brought this up on your show maybe over a year ago, but we both need to be reminded of this, and Chase as well. Don't forget that the spike protein blocks by 90% the chromosome, the double strand breaks that are caused by ionizing radiation. So by inoculating people with the spike protein, if they are then later exposed to ionizing radiation from fallout,
DNA can't regenerate.
Normal DNA repair, exactly.
Wow.
That's what they've set up. It's a binary weapon.
Binary. So exactly. So they hit you with a thing that cuts your radiation regeneration, because we live on a radiation planet.
Right.
We're radiation creatures. We're powerful. We have a radiation rebuilding system. They cut the radiation defense shield in our body, and then they hit us with radiation.
It's called NHEJ, I believe, non-homologous end joining. It's a natural repair mechanism that otherwise we would all you know, disassemble ourselves just from exposure to the sun. So we do have a DNA repair mechanism that is nullified 90%.
Yeah, we're incredible creatures that live right next to a fire. I mean, we're badass.
Yeah, the human body is a miracle of Mother Nature and God. And that's why the globalists are at war with the human body, because they're at war with God. This is a Satanist takeover, as you've said numerous times. But part of the Satanist agenda is destroying every human being created in the image of God.
Because they know what we're going to become.
They are destroyers of worlds, and Earth has been selected for destruction. This is a cosmic war. I mean, you have Prison Planet. You talk about Prison Planet, and it's even bigger than that. It's a cosmic war against life.
That's right. Do one more segment. And then coming up, Steve Quayle, so much more. Mike Adams, and you jump in too, Chase Kaiser.
Sure.
Everybody's tuning in saying, are we here? I don't know. I mean, they've been trying. I had to literally say, you're not shutting this down, and literally confront, you know.
Okay.
We'll be right back to there, Mike. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now. This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, still good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
launching a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Our love is unconditional. We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes. You can feel it from my heart.
How can George Strait sing and write songs like this and then not stand up with us right now? Great, buy some veterans some houses. We're going to lose the whole damn world, George. I talked to Ted Nugent earlier, and he said, yeah, I talked to the top country music guy in the world, probably him, and he just said, I make too much money off the liberals. All right, man, well, you're going to lose it all. Probably not him. I just can't think George would say that. I cross my heart.
I cross my heart.
And I promise you.
And promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true.
Got to stand up now and be men, folks. Our ancestors are watching. All right, Jack Posobiec's getting lined up to pop in with us. Steve Bannon, Steve Quayle, so much more coming up tonight with Chase Geiser riding shotgun with me. Mike Adams, just in closing, about the epic time we're alive right now. Trump, everything, closing comments.
Okay, very, very simply, we're not going to be able to stop this collapse. It's too late to save the Republic in its current form. But the spirit of America lives within us, and we can use it to rebuild on the other side of this if we can survive it. It's critical right now to think about where this has gone wrong, how we make it through, and what's necessary on the other side. For example, term limits, health freedom amendments to the Constitution that no government can force you to take a jab without your consent or as a condition of being employed, especially with the government or the military itself. This republic is falling. It is crumbling. I just want to be clear. It will not be saved. The money system, the currency, will not be saved. And so the
that's why they need nuclear war, because they know they got to have a crisis big enough to not go to prison for what they've done. This is all about them surviving.
Yeah, that's right. And they don't care what gets destroyed as long as they survive. But states like Texas and Florida and others, you got to be thinking about the replacement currency system. How do you keep your economies running as the dollar collapses? And also the collapse of the United States military, because when the Treasury defaults on the dollar debt, the military will be non-functional. Alex, I know you've thought about this, but think about the implications for Ukraine, for Israel, for Taiwan, for all the soldiers and all the military bases all over the world. They're going to be cut off and have no paychecks. And then the attacks will come just instantly against the U.S. bases by all the other countries that the U.S. has bombed over the years. So this is going to get Mad Max is where this is going. I don't know when exactly. I don't know the sequence, but that's where it's going. So be prepared in every way you can.
And what's crazy is, Chase, I'm going to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
I've known you 20 years, Mike. You're mainly the nutrition guy. I'm worrying about GMO. And then about 10 years ago or 12 years ago, you got really hardcore and said no. So people say Alex Jones is tomorrow news today. You've been next decade news today on the black pilling, but not to be black pilled, to get people ready. I mean, I would say, you know, Mike's too black pilled 10 years ago, but when did you click and really get this? No, because we're not in a competition. I'm ahead of you on some things. You're ahead of me on a lot of things. But when did you really, cause you were saying 10 years ago, get new currencies. It's all going to collapse, prepare. They're going to cut the food off. And I knew that was in their plans, but I was like, still, it's kind of like, well, it's academic. You've really nailed it.
Well, look, you're going to have Steve Quayle on. I thought the same thing about Steve Quayle 20 years ago that you were just saying you thought about me 10 years ago, and Steve Quayle was right before all of us. I mean, like, I used to hear Steve Quayle, like, how could it possibly be that bad? And now I'm like, Steve Quayle was an optimist, you know? So that's just, this is where we are, Alex. I don't know how else to say it. This is where we are. People better wake up and get a grip on reality, or you will be probably destroyed by the series of events that are coming. That's all there is to say. A lot of people are not going to make it. You know, the global population will be reduced by billions of people if the globalists launch their wars and pandemics and vaccines and get their way. Think about it. Billions of people that are here now will not be with us in the years ahead. So prepare accordingly. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and I already know all this, and I know it's real, but I kept thinking, well, it's academic. We'll back it off. We'll get people in the system to go, you know, to wake up and not do it. They're so evil, and their minions are so programmed, and they just, it's going down. And again, how horrible is it going to be? Chase, you wanted to say something before Mike left.
Well, and the thing that comes to mind is you just said that is the longer that it takes for us to awaken the populace, the fewer options that we have of recourse, right? So
very astute. Exactly. We can do so much right now and limit this, but the more this goes down, it becomes more dystopian. Yeah. Every week, if you look at the trajectory, it gets more nightmarish.
You know, it's funny because they came out with this new Dune series. And I think they thought it was going to have a leftist message, like it was going to be something that people were going to attribute to like the Gazans or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, pre-program.
And they're trying to do that, but the whole story is about the individual assuming his own identity, reaching self-actualization, and
reaching back to his ancestors, yes, accessing instinct,
right? Accepting what was his fate and his destiny. And there's that beautiful line in the second one where he says, "I've seen 1,000 different ways, 1,000 different futures where all of our enemies win, but there is a narrow way forward," and that's what we're experiencing right now. That's why the story is so powerful.
And exactly. That sounds like, oh, it's hard. No, we do this, we win. But you've got to admit it all. Great point. Anything else?
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I interrupted.
Well, the one point that I wanted to bring up at the beginning is because I always bounce back and forth, and I'd love to hear both of you guys respond to this, as to whether or not this is a manifestation of a conspiracy, an intentional conspiracy, or a lack of competence, or just a conflict of interests among incentives.
No, it's super evil people that are scared of all the technology and want to control it and get rid of people because it's out of control. They want the technology, but they want to get rid of people. I said it on Mike's show today that I'm sure is out now. You should tell us where it is. We'll play it in the fourth hour.
Well,
but the point is that then they have to have dumbed down people that don't know the plan, so then they have incompetence carrying it out, which is why they want AI in total control to make them follow exact orders, because their plan won't work because they have idiot people operating. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. Well, the one factor that really makes me believe this, that I've been thinking about a lot lately, it never occurred to me until just weeks ago. I just fathomed it on air sitting there. Sometimes you come up with things spontaneously when you're broadcasting that you never would have thought of on your own, is we know that the fractional reserve banking system, central banking, the dollar as a global reserve currency is in large dependent on the petrodollar, but we simultaneously see this huge push for green energy. I'm not opposed to renewable energy by any means, but why would you want to eradicate the fossil fuel that is the foundation of your currency?
It's the cover for the collapse. They tell you this is the new thing. It's a bridge to nowhere. Mike Adams, closing comment on the things he said.
Often we're not thinking big enough about this. I would ask Chase in particular to think about from where are the orders originating to the globalists to exterminate humanity and to alter the atmosphere to eliminate carbon dioxide.
No, I totally agree. So if you extrapolate out and you and I came to this conclusion 10 years together, it's aliens. It is an anti-human form. And when I say this to top generals, they go, yeah, we all know that. Like I have meetings with like top former.
We're talking terraforming. Terraforming.
Explain it. Explain it.
Well, the alteration of the atmosphere, the sequestration of CO2 will destroy the entire food web on planet Earth. And that is the goal of the climate cultists. So who would want to block the sun, to dim sunlight, which would simulate Earth being at a farther distance orbiting its central star, the sun? Who would want a planet that's colder, that has less of a food web and is completely sterilized and cleansed of almost all human beings during the rise of the AI? Who would want to do that?
That would be a silicon life form.
If you can answer that question, then you know what's going on.
There's
your answer.
Briefly expand on that. I agree with you. That's where it all
goes.
This
is my first time hearing this. Please explain it.
It's a silicon takeover. It's a silicon alien group. Go ahead. Tell them.
Cosmic AI. Cosmic AI already infiltrated all the information systems on our planet.
Which Hollywood tells you in Oblivion, one of the most important films ever made. Because
Exactly.
So is this a simulation? Are we in a simulation, or is this AI existing within
us? No. It seems we are transceivers in the DNA. It's admitted science now. The ancients all knew, but it's not proven. We transceive epigenetic communications and communications with all life. It's the sixth sense. So it's sending an interdimensional transmission ahead of it, so that it builds the base at once before it expends the energy to actually travel here or interdimensionally gate into it. Wow. So it's simply probably being done on thousands of worlds right now. There's a competition.
And time means nothing to AI. Time means nothing because it's not biological. And I'll leave you with this, Alex. Faster than light travel is very commonplace in our cosmos.
It's interdimensional.
Yeah, there's that element too. But I just mean, even in our physical space, FTL drives, are commonplace. That's why China is setting up gravity wave detection systems on the far side of the moon. They're detecting basically transport wave, you know, like a boat in the lake that sends out a wake. When you do faster than light travel in the cosmos, you send out a wake of gravity waves. This is straight science. This is not science fiction. This is just straight up science. China's going to have the best equipment to detect faster than light travel on the far side of the moon. That's why.
And why would they be doing that? Because clearly these technological advances were transmitted for the best information I had. They kind of tell you what they're doing, like in Species, where they send a code to the radio telescope how to build this with DNA that's an alien takeover. That's kind of a stupid, dumbed down metaphor for it. But clearly, it appears that the West made the deal with whatever the most advanced data that was transmitted to build this. And so they made a deal to do this as long as they kill everybody. They're being promised a silicon upload to join the end of childhood Ian paradigm.
I gave a speech at Steve Quayle's event in 2019 called Oblivion Agenda that lays out all of this and predicted everything that's happened since then. And people can find that video out there. But this is a non-human, a cosmic intelligence takeover, and it just looks like it looks like taking down alternative media. It looks like vaccine bioweapons, plandemics, nuclear war. But those are just the lower level effects of the top motivation.
Exactly, and humans are being tricked into the kill, kill, and destroy. Satan, fallen angel here. Yep. We're more advanced, don't know it. He needs us to also build stuff. That's another part, is they don't even know how to do this. They're just older and know how to program us. And what's as crazy is all the ancient knowledge merges with what I'm actually seeing. It's not like I just bought into some, we all together are getting this and envisioning it. And then at the same time, we are actually getting transmissions from God, and then God's servants, the angels, that don't get involved, but give us free will to then understand this and defeat it. And that's really why because there's a lot of broadcasts, there's channels. And so they're programming planets with what they want. And so they're programming the planet for us to kill each other, give it over to them, because they're terraformers. But we're getting another transmission of, you don't have to do this, you can do this, this is another planet. Does that make sense, Mike?
Yeah, and I would just say to Chase, listening to all this, he's only been at InfoWars 13 months. 5 years from now, you'll look back at this, and this will be like, oh yeah, of course.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. My mind's blown every day here, so I come to work expecting to have a mind blown. Exactly. So I'm not even debating here.
But notice the enemy doesn't ever attack what I say about this or make a joke about it, because they all know it.
Right.
I mean, I meet with top generals, not just Flynn and others, and they're like, no, we all know this. I literally get transmissions.
Elon Musk knows all about this.
Yeah, he absolutely.
Yeah, well, I got to ask you. This reminds me of your conversation with Joe Rogan. I don't know if it was episode 9/11 or whichever one you did, where you were talking about the facilities where they would do the DMT drip and they bring you close to. Is this tied in? I mean, are these artificial intelligence?
Well, I only knew about that because my mother's friend was the deputy director of the San Francisco Psychedelic Research. So it was the CIA, and so I would go on road trips. So I'd have six in the back of the Volkswagen while they were talking about, it's basically astronauts. We give them the drip and they go in. Some volunteer to have their heart stop for like 5 minutes, because that also pushes you even further. And so I'm like 6 years old in the back of a Volkswagen listening to this going, when we're driving up to, you're listening to this.
Is it tied in? Are they contacting the same consciousness?
Well, notice I said that on Rogan then, and then 6 months later they declassified it and said, yeah, we're doing DMT drips, and they send them in like astronauts to map it. And when these things are so evil, when they go there, they go, I'm not talking to you unless you kill three kids and slit their throats right now. And so,
Alex, right now we can take off the shelf AI language models and we can feed it documents, secret documents that have been redacted, and the AI will fill in the redactions. And it's incredibly good. So the government's secrets are no longer secrets. This is like that Sneakers movie with Redford back in the 80s. Remember that? What was that? C-Tech Astronomy? That was the anagram of, remember that? So that's what this is right now. And that's off the shelf, open source AI tech, the kind of tech that we're using to build.
And that's why the establishment, and you're coming on soon. When we shut down tomorrow, coming tomorrow. You've been doing with just basic off-the-shelf AI, and I did see the reports you put out. Absolutely, AI now knows and can take a classified document that's half blacked out and give you like 95% accuracy with what they were saying.
That's right. That's right. So think about all the redacted UFO documents that are out there, all the vaults that have been released, but it's redacted, all those secrets are about to come out. There are no coincidences in what's happening.
The problem is that you can know the answer to these secrets, and there's no accountability in the government and the systems. Like,
well, that's because they're sellouts to it. But let me tell you a big secret. And I've really struggled with this, but I prayed about it, and God showed it to me. Actually, years ago. God has no guilt and is perfect. But God is lonely and wants to create beings that have free will. But to create something with new free will, with the potentiality of the universe, you have to give them the right to make a mistake. And so because we have so much power, God allows these things, we call it Satan, to do this as our tester. And that's why the Satanist always says, your God's a sadist. He lets us do this. Blah, blah, blah. And that's actually the only truth of where you could say, I hate God and I don't hate God. But to look at this and say, why would God let this happen? It's a love affair.
Right.
He's creating actual sentient beings with the potential of the universe for this huge plan that King David was shown at the third heaven. And so, it's a question. God says, no, I did this. I had a question. And I thought it was better to people the universe with unlimited consciousness, but I have to, it's like a child. And God said, did you have children, Jones? They'll die someday. You giving them life gives them death, and they could be bad people. They could have horrible things happen. Did you still have them? The world's a horrible place, Mr. Jones, in dreams. God's telling me, did you have them? And I said, yes, I had them. He goes, I had you. And that is the secret of God right there. And it's beautiful. I mean, it's like, oh my God, God is literally telling me this in my dreams. 30 seconds, we got, Subic had an emergency, but he's now on with us. Steve Bannon. I mean, Steve Bannon's coming up too. Mike Adams. It's just amazing.
Steve okay, look, too. Look, bottom line, people need to record this interview, download it, store it locally. All cloud-based systems are going to be attacked and revised. And there will be no anonymity allowed on cloud computing systems. Everything's got to come local, decentralized. So start downloading band.video videos and other content. Be ready to share it through peer-to-peer, non-centralized sharing systems. So get ready. That's going to be the network of human survival for real.
Absolutely. And I want to be 100% clear. God isn't our heavenly father in some nomenclature, oh, as an archetype. No. God is more our father then my wife and I's child and my ex-wife's three children, that's not even incontestable compared to God. God is your real creator, your real father. And I'm going to say again, the Satanists go, why is your God a sadist? Why did he let you do this? No, we did this. So why did I have children when they could do bad things? Because God loves us. Mike, is that not important? I think that's really the key to this.
Consciousness creates the cosmos, Alex. You just nailed it. But to answer Chase's earlier question, are we living in a simulation? Yes, we're living in a simulation of our own creation.
Wow. So it's recursive.
Yes, we are the creators in God's image, little g. Genesis.
Right. As above, so below.
It's happening in real time.
Anything
hence,
we do want, we do it.
War, you know?
And the globalist says that's how 160 years ago, Francis Galton invented the terms of technology and genetics and biometrics and said, we will do all this to control things and be gods. And how did he have the vision? You see, he wasn't getting it from God. He was getting it and then using it for evil. Mike Adams, healthranger.com, naturalnews.com. How do people follow you? How do people support the great work you're doing?
Just naturalnews.com, brighteon.com. And thank you, Alex, for having me on. God bless you and all your crew. And we'll stay tuned and spread the word.
Thank you. So, folks, if you want to know why the cult's scared, only the top initiates know this, okay? So we're telling you the secret highest-level initiation operation that they have, okay? And I've done it from literature and studying and their predictive programming, but that's like 30% of it. I literally get this information from God. It literally tells me their operations. That's what this is. And I'm not saying to impress people. That's why the enemy's so scared, folks. I'm nobody. But God chose me to do this, and I'm literally interfacing. And now I've just learned whatever God says. Like God says, they're shutting your company down tonight. Get ready. Everybody's, how do you know this? It was real. And sure, I picked up stuff with the security guards, and I just bluffed. Hey, why are more guys coming tonight? Well, how do you know that? I mean, that's God, folks. That wasn't me picking something up. That was God going, you notice that? It wasn't me. It was like, tap on the shoulder. Hey, You see that right there? This is powerful. God's real. We are eternal.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
I mean, that is amazing, people. It's real. We don't have to be scared of these people. Sure, we'll have some pain. But man, God's so much more powerful. It's like you just got to go with God. Gak said he had an emergency. He's had some trouble getting on. Get Roseanne Barr on. She's calling me. Gak said, give me
pick
five.
It up, put her on speaker.
No, I'll call her. There's Jack Posobiec. Well, let's go to him. Punch him up. He's a busy guy. He came on short notice. We got Steve Quayle. I got a Steve Bannon clip when he talked about this yesterday. I got that coming up. So we'll have to hold a little bit, push Quayle back a few minutes. He'll be okay. But I really respect Jack Posobiec of naval intelligence and great work with Trump. And geopolitics, he's got some of the best advice. So I've been texting him all day, and he's been busy. And I said, please come on, because I need your personal advice, what we should do and what's happening with InfoWars and what's going on. So he joins us now. Jack, historic moment. Massive stuff going down and happening. I don't know how much you've been able to follow what's happening, but they tried to close the doors Friday and yesterday. I explained to security private company that I hired years ago that was now under the control of the CRO, but not control of the company. I make the final decisions in the law to shut this down. I had to literally say, I'm going to call the police. I had to block them. I had to say no. The security guys were like, yeah, we believe you. I said, where's the warrant? Where's the order? But something happened in the last 48 hours that panicked them to try to shut this place down. I think they may, look, I've been thinking about this all day. They may be even getting ready to assassinate Trump, folks. Or I don't know. Something big's coming. Jack, you're one of the smartest people I know, and I don't just say that to people's ass. I want you to listen to Jack Posobiec, because I want to learn what he thinks. I've told you what I'm thinking. Something big's about to happen. They are totally desperate. Jack, what do you think's going on?
Alex, remember, we are 156 days away from the decision of whether or not this country will continue on in its current form as a republic, or whether we will become the full-flung tyranny that you, Alex Jones, have been doing on this program and various iterations of this program for three decades now. You have been the canary in the coal mine for every step of the way. You were the canary in the coal mine for censorship, the mass censorship, the way that you were digitally executed in the public square of the 21st century in 2018, 2019. Then what came next? The lawfare wasn't used against Trump first. No, it was used against Alex Jones first. So they gave you a social assassination along with your digital assassination. What are they trying to do now to Trump? They are trying to socially assassinate him. Next, of course, comes the deplatforming, the great shutting down. Because, Alex, here's the thing. After your three decades on this post, manning your watch, telling us what's coming next, telling us every single step the globalists are going to make before they make it, sometimes years in advance. We've all seen the jar that Alex Jones was right jar, and everyone's got them filled all over the place. And by the way, everyone should use those Alex Jones right jars to go fill in the coffers of InfoWars and go fill in the financial support and the legal support of Alex Jones to be able to keep this broadcast going. So, Alex, I'll tell you what, the reason they're trying to shut you down is because you and we and freedom and God are winning, and they are terrified. Their hammers, the only thing they know how to do is beat down dissent, and you're the biggest dissident in the entire Western Hemisphere. That's why they're trying to take you out first. And so what everybody needs to do, and I'll tell you right now, I'm here to say I stand for the freedom of speech of Alex Jones and the platform he represents, because if you don't stand for that, then you don't stand for the ideals of this country.
Stay with us. We got you on late. We get you're busy. I'm glad you came back to the studio to come on with us. We got to go to break. We'll come right back to you for another 15 minutes, and then we've got Steve Quayle and a bunch of other guests. I got a Steve Bannon clip from last night I want to play, supporting the show. But, yeah, I don't see this as me being attacked. It's literally shows their desperation, and they're attacking at every level. Jack, how do people follow you on X?
So, of course, if people know I'm at Jack Posobiec on X. We got the book up, unhumansbook.com. We'll be down there. Alex, we were planning, you and I have been talking about coming down to Austin, and we were going to do a whole thing, so we're going to have to figure out exactly what we're going to do. Look, if we got a live stream at all my platforms, that's exactly
what we're going to do. I'm going to go ahead and announce this. We already had it set. Tucker Carlson's coming in the next few days. Jack, get down here. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. Stay with us. Stay with us.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing. Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.